Hi everyone. I just wanted to send you some general feedback about your first assignments for LIBR 285. I just finished marking them and I will be sending back your assignments with some track changes and some feedback through the Dropbox on D2L very soon. Overall, they were very well done. The marks were high and I was impressed by the various observations that you made about the journals that you picked, and I hope that you found this a useful assignment as a way of getting started with this course and with the rest of your assignments. I think the things that you've learned about research journals and about reading research and analyzing research through this assignment will improve and strengthen the next assignment and the subsequent assignments for this course. As I say, most of the assignments were very well done. The marks were high, and I was impressed by the things that you found and the way that you wrote up your reports about your particular journals. I did have just a couple of general comments and feedback that I think will be useful to most of you. Many of these are notes that I made on many assignments, and so it may be a little bit repetitive, but I think it's worth repeating for everybody to hear. Most of these things are fairly picky things, and a lot of them have to do with APA formatting for references and citations. These are things that you will continue to lose marks on if you don't get it right in other assignments in this course. I am a bit of a stickler about getting APA formatting correct, so it would be really useful for you and probably a really good idea to find a good reputable source online or otherwise, either using the APA manual or some other website to try and make sure you've got these things correct. The big thing is that when you're citing an article from an electronic source, i.e. a database, you should be using the DOI, which is the Digital Object Identifier, I believe is what DOI stands for. Most databases provide a DOI for every article, with a couple of exceptions. There are a few databases, such as ERIC and ProQuest, which use their own kind of document identifier. And if you can't find the DOI because you're using a database like ProQuest or another one that doesn't provide the DOI, there is a sort of another rule about that. And I did make note of that in your papers if this was something that applied to you. I will leave it at this point just to say that you really should be using the DOI. If you can't find the DOI, you really should be using the proper format for linking to or citing that particular article. The key thing with any reference, and it doesn't matter what format you're using, is that somebody who's looking at your reference list should be able to easily find the article again. And the thing about using the DOI is that it doesn't require a link that somebody has to log into. So if you link to a persistent URL in a database that is only available through the King Library, I can access that, your fellow students can access that, but somebody else who might be reading your article down the road or might be reading your assignment down the road may not have access to it. So the DOI is meant to allow other people to access that same article no matter where they're finding it in whatever database they may be finding it. So make sure you figure that out. If you have questions about that, you can post it, or I would even recommend contacting one of the librarians at the King Library and finding out specifically how to do that. There are also tutorials and other websites online in various places that you can find to clarify that. Very quickly, my time here is going to run out very soon. The only other general comment that I had was about abstracts. And many of you were obviously trying very hard to be very concise about your abstracts, which is fabulous. But I found that many of you were almost too concise. The general rule of thumb that I use is that an abstract should be about 250 words. 200 to 250 is a good ballpark. More than 250 becomes a little long. Less than 200 tends to mean that you've left out some pretty important information. So if your abstract was less than 200 or 250 words, I usually made a comment about it and provided you with some information about or suggestions for what you could add and how you could improve your abstract. Similarly, if it was too long, I made suggestions about how you could cut it. Overall, like I say though, your assignments were very well done. Take time to read the comments, and if you have any questions, do feel free to email me. Thanks, everyone.